This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Washtenaw United. Today, we're going to talk about the importance of civic engagement. I'm David Fair, and our guest is most certainly engaged. Desiree Simmons is co-director and community advocate with the Interfaith Council for Peace and Justice, and thank you so much for the time, Desiree.
Thank you for having me here.
It's become common practice for many to express their state of mind and well-being these days just by saying, you know, 2020. The year has come to represent discord, disruption, and discontent. What has 2020 meant to you?
Well, you know, 2020 has been, I've been calling it a vibrational year since the end of 2019, but it's actually been a time to really see what happens when people are fed up, what happens when we start listening to one another, and what happens when people actually kind of lean in and try some things outside of their comfort zone and push for change. I've been seeing a lot of folks who have not been engaged kind of finding their way into spaces to start using their voices in different ways.
So let's talk organization for a moment. Has the role of the Interfaith Council for Peace and Justice had to evolve through this most unusual year?
Yeah, you know, things have shifted for us. I mean, one is just going from, you know, a lot of in-person engagement to having to be virtual. But also, you know, this year we had a collaborative action project that was focused on building community power and practicing democracy. And so we were already planning on being engaged in educating the community about the electoral process for sure and about elected officials and their roles. And then as we've gotten into this kind of second half, later third of the year, we've had to adjust to think more about what does it look like for us to be prepared in case we have a contested election. So that was a big shift for us, but it was a space where we felt that we needed to be able to be responsive and also where we were kind of well situated because of the work that we had been doing across the year.
Now, for all of the nearly three decades I've been here, we've discussed the importance of civic engagement. But, you know, that can become an easily used jargon word that seems to lose meaning over the conversation. What specifically do you mean when we say civic engagement?
Yeah, I appreciate this kind of thinking about the term more deeply, because I think that we kind of sometimes forget all of the deep and ongoing work that civic engagement takes. I think it's about being connected to the ways that decisions are being made for us and to make sure that our elected officials are listening to not only our individual voices, but what are the collective voices that are expressing what the community needs and how are elected officials making sure to respond to those things. And so it's going to the different meetings and understanding how ordinances are created, right? But it's also making sure that we hold elected officials accountable to what they promise as well and not kind of giving a pass for that.
Our Washtenaw United conversation with Desiree Simmons from the Interfaith Council for Peace and Justice continues on 89.1 WEMU, and Desiree is most certainly civically engaged. In addition to her role with the Interfaith Council, Desiree serves as vice chair for the Michigan Democratic Party's Progressive Caucus and the Washtenaw County Democratic Party's Black Caucus. She is a community organizer in several other advocacy and activist groups as well. Desiree, on a more personal note, what led you down this particular path?
I grew up in the Midwest. I grew up in Chicago and Cleveland, and I grew up in a lot of different kinds of community contexts. And I went away to high school because the high school I would have gone to is what we call a dropout factory. And so I wound up going away to school to have a chance at an education. And while I was there, I really saw the differences in how some children, some communities are resourced and others are not. Mm-hmm. And all those separations between what people didn't even know exist. And it helped to give me a different way of understanding my own upbringing and kind of the things that were going on in the community in a different way at a systems level that really kind of catapulted me into an exploration of trying to figure out what does this look like and how do we change this and how do we make sure that we are getting at the root of the issue so that my children or child, I have one child, doesn't have to contend with the same issues that I did and that so many in our country do and around the world. So one of the ways that I was able to kind of tap into that is through connecting through different governance practices and understanding how much our democracy that we think works for us, how much it needs to be rebooted in order to really get that voice going. And I realized a lot of the communities, the suppression that happens and the disenfranchisement in the communities that need resources, I just saw how we need to kind of reshape how we do things, how we reach people, and how we think about how we engage.
And as we continue to think about how we engage, when you look at what we have to do as we move towards and into 2021, do we need to be more engaged and have more participation from the community at large to get to where you envision us going?
Yes, I think we definitely need more of us doing the work. One of the things that we see is the incredible amount of energy it takes to participate in democracy. And when we only have a few people doing it, A, that means that the voices are limited in terms of who is leading our decision making, but then also it's so easy to burn out. And then we wind up in these cycles that I think we can look at across generations. I think there's some generational cycles where people kind of really rise up to an occasion and then there's burnout. And then there's all the things that happen in between. And we have to break that cycle. We need to have more folks to be able to step in a lot of different ways. It doesn't have to be all the same way. And so we just need more communication around that and just more strategy, I think.
Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU, and Washington All United continues with the co-director of the Interfaith Council for Peace and Justice, Desiree Simmons. As you have mentioned, the Interfaith Council was deeply involved in ensuring democracy was served in the recent elections. There were so many people who volunteered at the polls, and obviously voter turnout was at record high levels. Taking this experience that you had this year, what is the Interfaith Council going to be doing to maintain and grow, as you have pointed out, is necessary, that level of participatory action moving forward?
Yeah, so, I mean, we're still focused on making sure that this, at the federal level, the presidential election is still verified, and we know that there's still movement here in Michigan that we need to push against because we could still see efforts to try to steal the election from what we know the voters have decided across this country. So we're still not out of that. But I think that and going into 2021, we're really looking at now, as an example, we hosted a forum for the county prosecutor back in the spring. And, you know, now that we have Eli Savitt that will be in that space, and there's a lot of promises, a lot of expectations for that office. And it's important to us that we maintain that pressure and we maintain focus. And so looking at ways that we can have people trained up to attend meetings, attend city council meetings, attend commission meetings, and just to be connected so we can follow what's happening and know when there's policies that we need to also help mobilize around, right? There's certain things where the community doesn't know what's happening. And so how do they then know to rise up? So we want to try to have folks in these different spaces and to share information and to make sure that people have the resources that they need in order to act when it's necessary.
Well, as our time winds down together, I do want to pose one more question, and you've touched on it in a variety of ways, but I'll be more specific. The stated mission of the Interfaith Council for Peace and Justice is to inspire, educate, and mobilize people to unite across differences and to act from their shared ethical and spiritual values in pursuit of peace with social and environmental justice. Now, in taking note of just how polarized we are in this country, what level is your optimism for a better and more equitable future amongst all peoples?
You know, I have a lot of optimism because of what I see when we see people connecting from their value spaces. And when we understand that the narratives that divide us are actually not true, that when we actually talk to folks, when we actually recognize our own privileges, and when we recognize the systems at play, that those things bring us together in ways that can affect change and can affect the cultural shift that we need in order to make sure that we aren't putting one group of folks down so that we can be comfortable. I think that people of faith are well positioned and understand that we need justice for all, and that when we come from that space and come from a place of centering love, that those are the conversations that we need more of, and that is where I'm seeing change happen.
I can't think of a better place to bring our conversation to an end today. Thank you so much for the time today, Desiree. I do appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Desiree Simmons is co-director and community advocate with the Interfaith Council for Peace and Justice and our guest on Washtenaw United. Washtenaw United is produced in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County, and you hear it each Monday. For more information on today's topic and to access the Washtenaw United archive, visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond.